joined yet again for another edition of the Jerry
Model, baby. But that's fine.
That's fine. My name is Justin Robert Young. You can call me Jerry. Why? Because I feel like we are more than friends. We're blood brothers. Each and every one of you, I have cut my hand with a pocket knife, and now we shake on it. Because that's what brothers do. That's what we do here on this podcast. We get uncomfortably close and share each other's fluids in the most PG way possible. That might be a little weird to you. And if it is, I'm glad you're scared off. Because you don't belong here. You don't belong on the Jerry Show. Only those who really want to get down to the nitty-gritty. The hurdy-gurdy. That's what we do. We got a lot to talk about today. We have, I have a real fucking problem with eggs. Ordering eggs. How do you like your eggs? Fried or fertilized? That's a song that will come into very specific discussion here on this show. We're going to talk about communities, why they are divided, and why it bothers me when people fight. We're going to talk about wrestling and my inability to get out of this wrestling tailspin and what I am going to do about it. But before we get started, let me do something that I really, really like. And it's something that's become a really fun tradition on this show. During the show, I've been playing music from friends of mine, people that I know that make music, because I like to have the little breakup of me playing music in between talking. It gives me a chance to take a glass of water, to reset something that I want to talk about. And it's just not, it breaks it up for me to just yip, 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 yip for an hour. I can do it. I do it. I would do it right now. However, I would like to have the chance to showcase some of the tunes that I'm into. Shout out my friends. So I'm going to be playing stuff from the new Neshcom album. It's called Dead on Arrival, or DOA. I forget what. But I want to give the shout out. What we've done is we've been playing music, and then we have everybody go ahead and tweet the band that's on, that we're listening to their music and we really dig it. I would like to do things a little different this week because I just saw some really, really, really rad news. For several years before I started doing NSFW show / Night Attack, before this whole Diamond Club thing ever came together, for Frog Pants, I cut my teeth in the new media world, blogging and podcasting for a magic site I ran with Andrew Main called itricks.com. And we had a conversation on a Night Attack episode a few weeks ago about a few of the people that I got to know through there that wound up becoming good friends. Brian Brushwood, of course, the chief among them. I met him through iTricks. Eventually we do Night Attack. Eventually we do NSFW show and BB Live show. I went in reverse order there. But there are a few more. We talked about on Night Attack, Tyler Wilson. He's super hilarious, at Unreal Ty Wilson. Go ahead and follow him on Twitter, although he never tweets. But somebody else that was always very nice to me and made doing the iTrick site very fun was a guy by the name of then Justin Credible, now Justin Willman. And I just saw, all up on Deadline Hollywood, one of the trades, what the pros go to find out what's happening in L.A., in the television and film industry, that Comedy Central went ahead and picked up as a series, a weekly series, a show from Justin Willman. And I don't know about you, that tickles me pink. I love it. Absolutely. It is one of my favorite things in the world when people that I know get to be on television. It has been happening more frequently over the past 2 years. And it always makes me very, very, very excited. So I want everybody to just go ahead. Even if you don't know Justin Willman, go ahead at Justin Willman on Twitter and shout him out and say, you want to know what? Justin says, congratulations to you. You deserve it. He deserves a little pat on the back, a little goose in the ass, a little rub on the shoulder. That's what we want to do. We're spreading goodwill and good vibes. I'm the Pied Piper of a bunch of rats that give compliments. And that gives me the warm and fuzzies. They're both warm and fuzzy. I love it. You want to know what's opposite? Warm and fuzzies? Anxiety. Don't like anxiety. Don't like it. Hate it. Bothers me. Ruins your sleep. Makes you want to get drunk. Makes you want to fight with your loved ones, the people that care about you the most. Why? Because you're angry about something else. Maybe you're not even angry. Maybe it's just a problem that you were just turning over in your head over and over and over and over and over again. And every time you do the math, you carry the one, make sure that all your long division is correct. And then you find that there is still that troublesome remainder, and it just makes you want to scream. That is the situation I found myself in yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And it is at nobody's fault that this happened. However, if you are planning on attending Dragon Con this year in Atlanta, Georgia, where the big boys play, then there is going to be a bit of a schedule change. Let me go ahead and bring you guys back a few weeks ago. Dragon Con, the podcasting track, went out and leaked their schedule. Didn't want them to do that. But Dragon Con moves in mysterious ways. They got a volunteer staff. They put together everything that they do on a very weird basis. It's a lot of people, a lot of right hands not knowing what a lot of left hands are doing. That's what happens at Dragon Con. Next thing you know, they leak that Turquoise Jeep was going to perform a full concert after the NSFW show. Fuck. The Night Attack show, not the NSFW show. They were going to perform. We had worked on that for a couple months. In fact, I was at a friend of Ashley's house, who is a tequila connoisseur. I was getting drunk on tequila. And by getting drunk, I mean I succeeded in getting drunk. And I just randomly punched out a text to Leon, the manager of Turquoise Jeep. I said, Jeep, Dragon Con, it's booked. Bring Slick. Now, there's a couple things that are wrong about that. Number one, nothing was booked. Number two, even if they were booked at Dragon Con, it doesn't pay any money. Number three, I was asking them to bring Slick Mahoney, who sings Sex Syrup, and crotch rocked that, despite the fact that he doesn't tour with them and he doesn't perform live. And we've talked about this on the shows. Leon gets back to me and says, you want to know what? I think we'll be able to do it. So we go ahead, we work for a while, we try to make stuff happen, and I got a very specific idea of what I want to do with the Jeep. I want to make it a Jeep concert, the likes of which no one's ever seen. I want to make it special for Diamond Club people, people for whom treat Dragon Con the way we treat it, like it's the Super Bowl of our product. It is what we work for all year. Want to make it special. Want to make it special for Jeep fans. People who are not fans of Night Attack that just want to come see a super unique Turquoise Jeep show. I want to make it worth it for somebody who just really likes Turquoise Jeep to be able to say, maybe this is worth the $50 one-day Dragon Con pass to just come and see this show. Man, this sounds great, you're saying. This is going to be a great time. And it was, he said, ominously skipping over the past tense. Yet an email from Leon from Turquoise Jeep says, you know, it's not going to happen. They wound up getting in the parlance of the Francis Ford Coppola crime epic, The Godfather, an offer that they couldn't refuse for a show that paid actual money on that Saturday. Ah! Sucked. Sucked. And they were so nice. Leon was so nice about it. And he was like, hey, listen, I want to make sure that, you know, we can maybe do it on Friday. We can do it on Sunday. Can you move things around? And that is like impossible. Impossible trying to figure that out with Dragon Con. They have so many people working on that schedule that you can't crack that book back open once it's closed. And it, my friends, is closed. So the Jeep's out. We're going to make something work with the Jeep at some point. The Jeep, we will do a show with the Jeep. That will be a fact. We will do it. So that leaves us. And by us, I mean at that point, me. The fuck are we going to do? All we do is we got an hour-long block of Dragon Con prime motherfucking real estate. And something that separates this Night Attack, the first ever Night Attack at Dragon Con, away from every other Dragon Con thing we've done. It will be 2 hours. And initially it was going to be an hour of the podcast, an hour of a never-before-seen Turquoise Jeep offering. But we can't do that anymore. So I'm racking my brain. I'm like, what the fuck? I got to pack this. I got to make it great. I got to scramble and come together in the time of need to make sure that we don't let you, my friends, you watching down. So I start emailing around other acts that have been on the show, finding out what it would cost to get them down there. And at this point, I'm sitting on a bunch of United miles. I'm like, fuck it. We can make it work. We can just fly somebody down, make it happen. So, talk to Brian on the way over here. This just came together. I'm announcing this. Despite the fact that it does not exist, but I'm pretty sure that the ingredients are there. We're going to have to make it happen. I don't know what the fuck I'm announcing, all right? I'm going off totally half-cocked and just telling you that if you saw on the podcast track setup, Turquoise Jeep is out. We can't do anything with Turquoise Jeep. Some point we'll do something with the Jeep. Right now, can't do it with the Jeep. What can we do? I got anywhere from 1 to 3 words for you. And I say that because I don't know how it's hyphenated. It's going to be called the Fucktron 9000. Fucktron 9000. I want you to go ahead and hashtag FT9K. All right. It's going to feature appearances by Ali Spagnola and Professor Shy Guy. And I'm going to make a couple promises. All right. I'm going to make a couple promises to you guys right here. It will feature on some level the live debut of MC Allergy. We are going to have MC Allergy live at Dragon Con. That's what we're going to do. It's going to feature Justin and Brian, the likes of which you've never seen. It is going to be the party at Dragon Con, because when Saturday night rolls around, you're going to say, Saturday night's all right for fighting. You're going to say, Saturday night's all right. All right, all right. But you will also say, if you weren't there at the Fucktron 9000 show, motherfucker, you were left in the dust. This is going to be a party the likes of which has never seen. By the way, MC Allergy doesn't know that she's going to get booked for this show. We literally just brought it up on the phone, and I'm booking it. And I know you're going to say, Justin, you just went on for 15 minutes about how you booked a show that didn't have the talent. I don't learn my lesson. We are going to do a live Fucktron 9000 show. I want everybody to be hashtagging. Hashtag FT9K. Hashtag FT9K right now. We're going to go into some other shit. I'm fucking super pumped. We're going to have one hell of a time at Dragon Con. This is Nesh Complex and his album DOA. We will be right back. That was some emotional shit. I was getting fucking really into that, man. It feels so good to let that out. That has been like the biggest thing on my brain. I was just trying to figure that out, and I was so glad I finally got on the phone with Brian because we were able to put together a good idea. And I like that name, by the way. The name, Fucktron 9000. Also, by the way, if you like the songs that are playing on this show and you're listening to this live, you can go head on over and search for Mercury Counter Album. That's the name of the album, by the way, not DOA. It's called Mercury Counter. It's really, really rad because it is sampling from an actual film noir called Dead on Arrival. So it's already funded, but he's doing a bunch of other stuff. And you can get the music that I'm playing for you right now. So that's rad. I got a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lot smaller of a problem than the one I just talked about. However, it is possibly more persistent. I'm going to go to this camera because I feel like it's more personal. Guys, I like to go eat breakfast. I know. I'm that guy. I like to eat breakfast. I like to eat bacon. I like to eat eggs. Sometimes hash browns. I don't want to be too gluttonous. It feels like a brick in my belly. But I got an issue. When I was a kid, I had a very traumatizing scrambled eggs incident. I don't want to go into it, but it involved my brother making very poorly cooked scrambled eggs, and it scarred me on yolk. I don't like yolk. If you bring yolk in my face, I'm going to say, get it the fuck away, or else we're going to have a problem, okay? It's an issue for me. So when I go get breakfast, I like my eggs a very specific kind of way. Very specific. I like the yolks broken. And I like the yolk fried all the way through. I do not like any runny yolk at all. Any kind of little yolk, hate it. Disgusting. I can't eat it. In fact, even when it is totally fried all the way through, I like to put the yolk on maybe a little bit of toast, make it a little bit of an egg sandwich so I don't just have to eat yolk. I fucking hate it. Are we getting the message on this? So I go to these restaurants and I ask, can I please have my eggs fried with the yolks broken and fried all the way through? When I ask them for it, they say, oh, do you mean over hard? I say, yes. That's apparently what that means. Go to any restaurant and ask for over hard, and that is how they will describe it to you. And yet, every fucking time they fuck up the eggs. They fuck up the eggs. They're still runny yolk. Sometimes it's way runny. Sometimes it's fucking fried all the way through. And yet there, on Golden Pond, is one little fucking potato pouch of yolk just sitting there waiting for me to poke it so it oozes out and just says, fuck you, I'm yolk. God, it grosses me out. Just disgusts me. And this is fucking not a regional thing. And this is not a time thing. This has happened for the last 10 years. And every time I go somewhere, I ask them, is there a better fucking name for this? Is over hard? Am I asking for something that I am not actually getting? Like, is it a me problem? Because if it's a vernacular issue, I can totally fucking fix that. I'll go ahead and come up with it, or I'll say another name. Just go ahead and let me know. Somebody in the chat room just said fried and dry. That's a good name. I have also fucking asked this question no less than 50 times, and I've never had anybody tell me fried and dry. Beef says, it's like a dipping sauce. Ew, it's like a dipping sauce. Yolk. What the fuck? Honestly. It is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man's fucking zit ejaculate. Fried and dry. So here's what I want, okay? I decided this is going to be my new strategy. I like fried and dry, but I want to come up with something different. I want to roll in, because I never heard of fried and dry. Somebody just said fried and dry right there. I'm like, okay, that sounds cool. I would like to try that. But I want to try this, and I want it to be up to you guys. I want another name for what I'm describing, and I want it to be weird. I want it to be like, hey, can I please get Sergeant Hamlin's Delight? And they'll be like, what the fuck is that? And I'll be like, oh, it's when you crack the eggs and then you take the yolk and you break up the yolk and you make sure that it's fried all the way through. And they'll be like, oh, like over hard? Like, no. More than over hard. It's Sergeant Hamlin's Delight. I need a name. I need a name. That's just X, right? So you guys go ahead, and we're gonna do this. This is gonna be the new thing, because I'm gonna go to Phoenix tomorrow. I gotta wake up early in the morning, go to Phoenix, and I'm gonna go to a breakfast place tomorrow, and I'm going to say whatever you guys come up with right now, and then I'm gonna tweet out the reaction. This is gonna be a little interactive breakfast bit that will pay off tomorrow morning. So I want you guys to go ahead and come up with something right now. We're going to talk about something serious. Every week we got to do a serious segment. My serious segment is coming up next. We're going to talk about why the fuck people cannot get along. Here's some more Neshcom, though. My two favorite that are coming in so far is eggs tempeh and concrete. Oh, broke and busted. That's another one. Broke and busted. Maybe I'll try all of these and I'll see which one works the best. I'm just going to keep a running list of this right here. And then we can, I'll just, because I always eat breakfast on the road. Because you really can't eat lunch because you're in the middle of doing a fucking game. All right. Serious segment time. We were joking around. Now we're not. We're going to talk about a serious topic to show that I have range. Topic. Ashley did a video. If you don't know who Ashley is, you should. Her name is Ashley Paramore. She's on YouTube, youtube.com/healthyaddict. She's also streaming the fuck out of life on Twitch, twitch.com/fakegamergirl. She also is my roommate. We also have sex together. She did a video about Richard Dawkins and somebody from the Free Thought blogs having a little bit of a civil communication together. If you're unfamiliar with those names, consider yourself lucky that you don't follow the atheist community to the point where you know the blow-by-blow of, you know, everybody being angry with each other. It's a thing that happens. I was on the phone with a friend of mine today because Brian Dunning, he of the Skeptoid podcast, pled guilty to fraud charges and got sentenced today to go to jail for 15 months. Another person in the skeptic community, atheist community, by the name of Rebecca Watson, went and did a little touchdown dance about that because she doesn't like Brian Dunning. Now, my point here is not to say that somebody's right and somebody's wrong. And I haven't even looked in the chat room to see whether people are like, yay, Dawkins, yay, Free Thought Blogs, yay, Rebecca Watson, yay, Brian Dunning. Because I don't fucking know. I don't know enough about it to make any kind of decision and any kind of thing. Here's what hurts my heart. My heart is I hate to see communities torn asunder. I hate to see people who have more in common and more joy talking to each other, fighting with each other. Because there is that thin line, man. That thin line between love and hate, that passion is the common thread. Whether or not it manifests itself as a big fat group hug or the long knives coming out to fucking fill Caesar like a pincushion, that is where the magic happens. And whenever I look at other communities that turn into this fuck you, no fuck you kind of thing, I worry about frog pants. Everybody who goes to Nerdtacular and has such a good time and how it's such a family environment and everybody can show up and there's like this really amazing spectrum where people can go to a nerd parents show and hear about these very touching tales of how to raise kids and how to make sure that you are doing right by your own culture while passing it on to another generation. And then later that night, those same people can go to Night Attack and hear me make cum jokes with Brian and then talk about how funny it would be if there was a pool full of cum and somebody farted in it. And then like the cum would just go in the farts. That's funny, but it's gross. And you would not think that those two things belong together. I mean, I guess there's an obvious through line with cum and parenthood. But beyond that, it's not something that you necessarily pair up. And yet it's there because the community's there. Because nobody has drawn those lines yet. And that's what I worry about. And that's what makes me sad. It makes me sad when I think about the Diamond Club. It makes me sad when I think about our community. When I think about this community, everybody watching live right now, everybody downloading this later, that we are going to succumb to these same natural problems. But maybe they're not natural. Maybe at some point there was something that was done in those communities that are so fractured and so angry and so hate-filled that we can avoid. Maybe it's size. Maybe it's the fact that there are people in that community that are making a gigantic living and others aren't. Maybe it's just the personalities. And it has nothing to do with the natural order of groups and communities. I don't know. But just promise me, folks. Promise me that we won't get there. Promise me that this isn't going to be a fuck you, no fuck you kind of situation. Promise me that when we look at each other, we always see friends. And if we disagree with our friends, we can disagree with them in the spirit of good debate, on the spirit that we will all be more enriched and better off for having good dialogue and conversations. And it never just comes down to fuck you, no fuck you. And it never comes down to petty name calling on Twitter. And it never comes down to rooting for somebody going to jail for 15 months. And it never comes down to that, the worst of communities, that black end of the passionate spectrum. Because I want to believe we're different. I want to believe that if there is somebody who cares about that, and if we all care about that, and we say we care about it, then it'll make a difference. And we won't just be fighting each other over petty shit. And we can have wild differences of opinion on society, on politics, on religion, on gender. We can believe in vastly different things. But that our commonality is on this square, and we won't divide it. That's what I hope. We got more funny stuff coming up. Ready. Completely unrelatable travel concerns. I travel a lot for my job. I work for the Go Game. I put on games. I game it up, son. People hire us, usually companies. I have to fly to towns. I put on shows. It's a fun time. I love my job. I think it's a really great gig. I think it's an amazing company. I love what I do. But it means that I am on the road a lot, an unreasonable amount, to the point where I don't have the same concerns that other people have. A lot of people fly once or twice a year, if at all. I fly many, many, many more times than that. So each week, I'm going to update you guys on the vitals of my my flying. So here we go, of my travel. Let's go ahead and get some unreasonable travel music bed here. Here we go. This is the Justin complains about his unreasonable travel schedule. Nobody should be able to relate to this. It is really just so he can bitch about things that happen in his life. This week's edition, will Justin hit 1K status again on United. The Jury Unreasonable Travel segment is brought to you by United Airlines. We're kind of good. You guys don't know what status looks like for miles. Here's how it goes. You get four chances to get status. 25K, 50K, 75K, 1K, which is actually 100K. I don't know why they call it 1K. So, if you get silver at 25, you get a certain perks. 50 is gold. 75 is platinum, 100 is 1K, the best of the best. I, last year, got 1K. I got like 110,000 miles. It was pretty rad. Really, the best thing about that status is you are more likely to get upgraded to first class for free. Let's go ahead and take a look at my year-to-date qualifying miles. We are at 70,920 miles. That means I am highly likely to get platinum. Pretty rad. But will I get 1K? I don't know. It's going to be a lot of miles. That's going to be 25,000 miles until the end of the year. Now, we are just at the beginning of August, which means I have 4 months to do 25,000 miles. It's going to be a challenge. And now, all of a sudden, I started looking at all my flights. I'm like, oh, shit, I got one to Phoenix. That's like 800 miles. I got another one to L.A. I got to go to Atlanta. I don't know. Here's another thing I worry about. I got to book a rental car, but I always fucking forget to do it until the last day. Ugh. Problem. You want to know why? Because you can book your flight a month out. That's the optimum time to book a flight. You can book a hotel the day of. That's another little travel tip from Gerbs to you. But a rental car, you want to book at least 3 days out. Because 24 hours out, they jack those fucking prices like they were about to splooge on a porn star's face. Jacking it. And a car you would have otherwise been able to get for $12, now all of a sudden that bad motherfucker's $30. Burns my biscuits. Now, this is normally in a normal segment where people would go ahead and give me their opinions on things. No one's going to be able to do it because no one travels like this. This is a fucking ridiculous concept. Why the fuck should you have somebody on the road this goddamn much? This concludes Justin Complains About His Travel Schedule. All right, everybody, we got some mailbag, and then I'm going to talk about a new podcast I want to do.
That's odd.
I don't believe that's any of your business, Mr. Bigger.
We only had one really good email, so I'm going to read it right now. It comes from Sam. He says, Jury, glad that you're repping wrestling on the internet. Lots of marks feel the need to hide their love for the old sweaty underwear hugging, but that's silly. Wrestling is legit. On that note, please tell me you've watched the amazing delight that is Chikara. I know you have so much free time, so please do a wrestling podcast. Okay, thanks. Bye. Diamond Clip salute, Sam. Thank you very, very much, Sam. I wrote him back, but I'll tell you guys what I wrote. I watched Chikara for the Fanny Pack Wrestling Podcast, which I'm going to be back on, reviewing a pro wrestling gorilla show that got sent to me. The man himself, DJM, and the man they call Rave, PD Rave, hosts that show. It's really, really fun. I love doing the episode about Chikara. I love Chikara as a promotion, at least what I've seen of it. It seems super rad. But let's get into this wrestling podcast idea. Because I've had two ideas for a wrestling podcast. And what I want now is for everybody who identifies as a non-wrestling fan in the audience to tell me which one they would prefer. All right? Wrestling fans, they're like any kind of genre fan, science fiction, horror, fantasy. If you're doing it, they'd like to hear it. That's just how it is. I've started listening to two wrestling podcasts, and I can't get enough of them. If they did 5 day a week show, I would listen to them 5 days a week. For those of you who are wondering what they are, Cheap Heat and We Watch Wrestling. I love them both. If you're into wrestling, listen to both of them. They're really, really great for different reasons. So if I was going to do a wrestling podcast, it would really just be so I could talk about this kind of stuff on a more regular basis. And I had these two ideas. The first is to do something more traditional, more of a let's talk about the modern product that is out there. And by and large, that's going to be the 800-pound gorilla, the World Wrestling Entertainment, formerly Federation. Now that they have the WWE Network and it's very cheap and easy to watch every single pay-per-view, I had some conversations with Willie Dills, the man of the instance on the Frog Pants Network, and a actual pro wrestler, Joey Image, who I met at Nerdtacular, as well as Ice Warm, he also of the Frog Pants community, to maybe do a once-a-month preview show for whatever the WWE pay-per-view that month is. I think that'd be pretty fun. We could have some guests on. We preview the cards. It's basically what every wrestling podcast is, but it'd be really fun to talk about it with my friends. I've never done a show with Willie Dills. Willie's a really, really cool guy. The more I've talked to him, the more I've really enjoyed it. And I just love marking the fuck out about wrestling. It's fun to me. Here's the other idea. I would like to do, this is an idea I've had forever, to do a video book club wherein I would go episode by episode with a television show, and it would just be like a recap conversation about stuff like that. I would like to do that with wrestling, and I would like to do that with ECW pay-per-views. ECW, if you're unfamiliar, was a groundbreaking company back in the mid to late 90s. I think it died in 2003, 2002. That was founded by Paul Heyman. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Paul Heyman, and you may know him because he talks in this voice until he reminds you that his client, Brock Lesnar, conquered The Undertaker's streak at WrestleMania. But back in the day, in the 90s, he ran ECW. A lot of really, really great wrestling. He was very violent. It cursed a lot. It set a lot of the precedents that has shaped modern wrestling into what it is. I would like to watch every single pay-per-view in an order, and I would like to do one episode recapping that pay-per-view with a new guest each week, kind of ripping off fanny pack wrestling a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. It's a good way to do it. I really like it. Like to have the fanny pack wrestling guys on one of the episodes. We talk about an ECW pay-per-view. It could be a fun, wide-ranging discussion, basically using ECW's pay-per-views as a jumping-off point. It would obviously digress a little bit. Also, that would be a little bit more new fan-friendly because I would really want people like Ashley, people like Scott Johnson, people like Brian Brushwood, Andrew Main to watch these pay-per-views so we could get a fresh perspective and I could have a fun conversation about wrestling in general. So, if you're a non-wrestling fan, which would you like me to do more? Because I think I'm definitely going to do one. I might do both. But I'm probably going to definitely do one. So go ahead and let me know which one you would like me to do. Veronica right now is in my chat room talking shit about my shot. How about this one? Here's another shitty shot. Boom. Switching around. Two shitty shots. That's what we do. That's what we do. We got shitty shots, and we're not afraid to use them. That's what Diamond Club's all about. We ain't got no fucking shame. Because you want to know what? We want as little between us and you. Or we're lazy. One of the two. Go ahead and let me know. Email me at at Justin Robert Young at gmail.com. Make sure you put jury in the tagline so I know what the hell you are talking about. Also, let's go ahead and check in here. This is some more Neshcom.
All I did.
Go ahead and follow that up. Neshcom.com. /MC Mercury Counter is his album. He is still doing a Kickstarter for it. He's already funded it, but you can get this album and so much more if you go to neshcom.com/MC and back his Kickstarter. He's only got 4 days to go. But that about wraps it up for me. My name is Justin Robert Young. We got all sorts of shit coming up, man. We got... made the announcement, the Fucktron 9000 show after Night Attack, live at Dragon Con, a musical experience that you will never forget will be coming your way right after the Night Attack show at Dragon Con. I'm going to use these egg slangs. Here we go. Which one? Eggs tempi, concrete, or broken busted? To try to describe how the fucking, how I like my eggs. And most importantly, we're going to be doing a wrestling podcast. Let me know which one you would like me to do by emailing me, justinrobertyoung@gmail.com. But, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of this particular show. As always, I would like to let you guys know that if you do anything,